Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Are You Not Entertained? Episode 3. Today's date is September 28th, 2016. I'm one of your fantastic hosts, Russ, and I am joined, of course, by the lovely Carrie and And the sexy beast, Kent. How's everybody doing today?
So I'm not lovely? What the fuck is that about?
I said sexy beast. Sexy beast. That automatically says lovely.
Man. I gotta say, like, when you started the intro, I felt like I was watching Yo! MTV Raps for, like, 3 seconds.
That's where I got my inspiration from. I was like, what could I do that's old school that nobody will remember, but still sounds okay?
Does anybody remember the song Feels Good by Tony 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 and they used in Rick and Morty?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I was jamming out to that last night, so that's what I do in my personal time. Fuck you guys.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, we are actually a wrestling podcast. We talk about wrestling, and this is for mature audiences, even though we are completely and utterly immature. So just throwing that out there. Let's talk some wrestling, guys.
Okay. What should we talk about first? I got an idea. Let's talk about that ridiculousness between Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
Wow, you're just jumping in the deep end, aren't you?
Oh my god, just going balls deep right into it. Because I was totally sold on that whole presentation. Like, because, you know, I'm a horror movie dude, so I'm sitting there, I'm digging everything. And then they pull that shit off at the end with the whole, like, switching bodies and chair and the fucking stupid camera. I hate the camera zooming in and out because that whoever thought of that should be shot in the toe. Not killed. Just shot in the toe. It just, it was such a letdown to such a great build-up. The build-up was there. There was comedy. And then it let me down. How do you guys feel about it?
I liked it. I liked all of it. Yes, yes, the ending was the what did I just see moment, but it was good. I mean, I think we're expecting way too much from creative here. I mean, I think they did good for who they were.
I'm going to be flat out honest. When that came on, I shut out completely. I am so done with anything Bray. And again, it's not Bray's fault, so it's just... He's a jobber.
Is he a glorified jobber?
He's a glorified jobber. He is. I mean, he'll win once in a great while, but when it comes to the big thing, name a feud he's won recently.
Kane. Oh, wait. Recently.
I think the last one he won was Dean Ambrose, and that was like almost a year and a half ago.
Did he really win that?
Technically, because Dean... remember the electricity thing, whatever that was?
Oh, God.
So
well, clearly Bray no longer has the whole world in his game.
No, so whenever Bray comes on anymore, I'm just like, okay, whatever, I don't care. And we all know how this is going to end. He's going to lose. So I stopped caring. However, I did every once in a while look up, and I saw the ending of that, and I thought, what the hell is going on? I mean, seriously, I didn't understand any of it. I was kind of freaked out. I thought it was a glitch at first.
You thought your cable box was glitching.
Something, because it was weird, because it was like Randy, then it turned into Bray, and then that was, I was like, what's going on? So it was weird. Very weird.
So basically, Randy Orton is the new head of the Wyatt family?
Maybe.
And that was Bray's face turn?
Maybe. Maybe he's Sister Abigail.
Am I the only person that was hoping for Luke Harper?
No, because I've heard he's going to Raw, so I was kind of... I wasn't expecting Luke to come out.
Well, if it's on the internet, you gotta believe it, because it's 100%
absolutely
true.
Absolutely. I believe everything that comes out of the internet. Everything.
What about you, Carrie? Do you think Luke Harper's going to Raw or SmackDown?
He's probably going to Raw. I don't know why. I mean, there's no point, but...
The excitement in your voice for that answer was priceless.
I do want to say, well, as much as Raw's a clusterfuck... and we can get into that later. I think it's better for Luke to go to Raw.
Why?
He's got to distance himself from Bray.
Why? Why can they not just pull off the fucking face turn for Bray? Why? They should have never split up the Wyatt family. They should have had Luke as the new head of the family. Everybody turn on Bray. Make Bray the next Undertaker.
Bray...
It writes itself.
Yeah, but they're so far away from that right now. His face turn, he has to win feuds. Oh, I'm the Eater of Worlds. Really? When was the last time you won anything?
When was the last time Rey Mysterio won anything?
Is he still wrestling? Kerry?
He's on Lucha Underground.
I haven't seen him. Oh, that's right. He fought Puma last year. Or at the end of last year, right?
Yeah, at Ultimate Lucha. But I think he came close to winning.
Came close, just like Bray.
No, the problem is Bray has never come close. I dare you to defy me that I'm wrong.
You dare me to defy you, you're wrong.
Yes, if you can come through that knowledge with that.
Well, technically he won the feud against Brock Lesnar. They eliminated Brock from the Royal Rumble. They never had the match. Technically, Bray beat Brock. Bam.
Is this our Randy Orton count out win?
Don't be jealous.
So
Kerry, back to Mysterio. Has he won? When was the last time he actually won a feud? Like, has he won a feud there, or is he just kind of like the guy that gets the pops, but he's just there to put guys over?
He actually won the match between him and Prince Puma at Ultima Lucha 2. Lucha Dos. Sorry.
Yes, Dos. Dos. Yes, he did. And that was a fantastic match. Holy cow.
Okay, so... Alright, so we're all guessing that Luke's going to Raw.
Probably.
Except for me. What the fuck's Luke going to do then on Raw? Like, who... He'd be awesome in the cruiserweight division.
Oh, definitely.
But that's not going to happen. So, who does he feud with? There's nobody good to feud with. There, you got anybody?
Well, I got...
Aside from LOL Roman Reigns?
No. I got an idea. A big, huge suggestion idea that kind of... That is also in the blog, if you read the blog, folks. So,
blog? What blog?
You just lost everybody. Yeah.
reading? What is this stuff? I came to listen, okay?
Well, fine. Then I will say my idea now. Let's put him with Braun.
Are we going to build him up as a tag team?
Yes.
Or as a...
Yes, we are.
Okay, so tag team and mentorship type thing?
Yes. I think it would do great things, one, for both guys. Because, honestly... Braun's not getting over on his own.
Well, the way they're doing it right now, I agree with you. Braun's not going anywhere, but he could easily get over if they actually did something with him.
On a completely separate note, if you download Braun's song and then just randomly play it when somebody's around, it scares the shit out of people.
I take it you did this.
Yes. Multiple times. It's great. Because it just starts off with this giant roar.
Right.
It's fantastic. So at WrestleMania, are we getting Luke Harper and Braun versus Cesaro?
No. But I do want to say that my thoughts for Luke, I'm sorry to get away from Christ your
for
WrestleMania
dream. I just had that great fucking segue and you gotta go back to your...
I know. I love your WrestleMania dream. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, it won't.
But honestly, I think Luke, what he needs to do is he needs to get into a serious feud. Someone needs to match up with him.
Who?
My honest thing is Roman. He's got the title, but I don't want to have the title change too quickly, so he's got to start with somebody different.
Yay, I was going to say, Shield versus Wyatt's never been done before.
True, but Luke needs... to get himself at least a title and show that he can do what he does. Because we all know that Luke is amazing, but does he get to show it that often?
Last time he really got to show it off was against Dolph at the TLC 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me knowing all my shit.
Which is impressive. But that's the last time he did anything that was great. And I'd really love for him to get out there. We all know he's really good. He needs to showcase. So they need to get him in a meaningful feud. After that, he takes the belt off Roman. I know in the blog, I wrote who I thought should take it off, and then I realized that I forgot about Luke, and I was like, oh my god, Luke should take it off him. He'd be the perfect guy that deserves the rub off of Roman.
Yeah, I guess if somebody's going to rip Roman's top off, it should be Luke.
With a rub.
I don't know. I still say SmackDown. You got the faces that can put Luke over. If now see, this is the thing. By them putting him on Raw, that tells me they have no intentions of pushing Luke Harper. If they had intentions, they would put him on SmackDown where he could fight Cena, Orton, Dolph, Apollo. AJ's eventually going to be a face again down the road. Like, that's just the roster where you can get over right now as a heel.
Do you think AJ is going to turn heel or face before he loses the belt?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to pull a Punk, because Punk was the last one that did that. Mm-hmm. Only opposite. I don't know. No, AJ can have a good heel run, because this is the best heel run I've seen him have ever.
Which is awesome, because he's always been great, period, so...
Right, he's a really good face in the mold of, like, a Rey Mysterio getting fucking mentioned again here, but he just is. He's a likable dude that does enough cool stuff that keeps you entertained. So... I don't know. I like the heel run. I hate the idea of Luke going to Raw, because if Luke goes to Raw, I'm just putting all my investment under Baron Corbin to Raw.
Wow. Speaking of Baron Corbin, where was your man this week?
I got a man. What's your man?
What's your man got to do with Baron Corbin?
Well, see, Baron Corbin, as a lone wolf, he realizes it's hunting season, so he's out hunting. That's where Baron Corbin was. He'll be back this coming week. He will attack Jack Swagger, because we didn't see Swagger this week either, because you got to follow up that with no appearance by either guy.
Exactly. That's only the smart way of doing it.
I like it. Honestly, I like it. I thought about this way back before the brand split. They should just give guys the week off sometimes, because we don't need to see every single feud furthered on a weekly basis. We don't. What? This is why we get pissed off at wrestling, because we're oversaturated by certain feuds. Why not give some of these guys the week off? Terry?
Not sure.
Would you be in favor of giving some guys the week off just to give us the break?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to get beat over the head with some of the storylines. Like, I don't know, say, Raw does.
You mean like Rusev versus Reigns?
Yeah. Or Sasha versus Charlotte.
God, that's,
you just lowered my morale.
That's actually an interesting take on it. If they could do it so that, except for the major feuds, because you're always going to have your champion and stuff. They have to be showing up with us every week.
No, they don't. That's the point.
Well, most people want to see the big guys, though. That's the thing. So you got to kind of balance it out a little bit. But I like your idea on that. Could they get away with, like, basically every other week we talk about the other feuds? Or if something's really getting hot, they could always put it 2 weeks in a row or whatever. That's not a bad thing. It could explain why a lot of guys honestly missed this week. That was one thing I noticed, and I wanted to talk about that. Was just so many guys missed this week. Like, I didn't see, there was no Jack Swagger, no Baron Corbin. There was no Braun. I didn't see Braun unless I missed, like, phased out when.
No Braun, no Nia.
Alicia. Yep, no Alicia.
Nope. Here's a question. Are they, like, remember before the draft, Breezango was doing great, and now they're doing nothing?
Yeah, what happened to Goldust?
What happened?
What happened to Gold Dust and Art? What happened to Golden Truth?
They weren't ever doing good.
What about the Von Villains? We haven't seen them in a while either.
Oh, let's break Russell's heart with the vaudeville.
No, please don't.
Tell us about how good your men, the vaudevillains, are doing.
They're doing wonderfully. You know, I hear they're doing a lot of house shows and losing. Do you think this is because of that whole Simon Gotch thing?
Yeah.
Or was it before that?
I feel like, no. They were getting pushed up till the Enzo thing, and then they were still kind of having matches, and then Gotch had that fight with Sin Cara, and I don't think the vaudevillains have had a win since then.
Not on television, at least.
I think Gotch has got to go. Aiden's the star on that team, anyway.
Yeah, he was.
He married a Guerrero, and he's got a better look. He can actually talk on the mic.
But they never got a chance to shine. Ever. They at least got a little bit on there, but like, yeah, ever since the Gotch thing, I haven't seen or heard them, and it's been really, really weird, I guess.
Terry, if you could bring back the vaudevillains or Breezango to TV, who would you bring back? And why?
Oh, this is so hard. Oh my gosh, I don't...
I'm sorry, I was watching porn.
I don't know.
Stumped.
You did. All right.
Well, I mean, you're asking to bring back either garbage that hasn't been good or a shiny turd. So you choose which one I decided was which.
No.
Shiny turd was Breezango.
I got that.
Okay.
Which is weird that I actually got that.
Yeah, see? I knew you would.
Anyway. All right, Kerry, you gotta make a choice. Gun to your head.
Well, if there's a gun to my head, only because I had so much fun watching them at Battleground. No, we're really going back far. I gotta go with Breezango. We had so much fun with that.
Like, both guys actually have more talent, more potential than vaudevillains. Like, I hate to break it to you, Russ, they do.
Oh, no, I agree. I totally agree.
But serious. Aiden on his own is as confident as both guys, I feel. But Simon's just, he doesn't have it.
Yeah. Well, obviously they don't because they're gone. I mean, even the Ascension is getting more of a push now.
Oh, yes, the Ascension. Someday they'll prove me right.
They technically got a win on SmackDown.
Oh, I get pumped seeing the Ascension, and then I'm like, oh, this isn't the Ascension I fell in love with, and then I go back to being sad.
Yeah, they are a shadow of what they were in NXT.
Alright, can we finally go to Cesaro?
Yes, verbal trademark from Kat.
Game skippy hippie. Alright, Kerry.
Well, I mean, first things first. Can I just say paging Dr. Shelby, please?
Yes.
I don't get it. You want to fill me in on that one?
Ross! Kerry, fill me.
Okay, so if we remember correctly, Dr. Shelby was the one who was the psychiatrist or therapist between person between Daniel Bryan and Kane during the formation of Team Hell No.
All right,
pretty much the same team dynamic as we have with Cesaro and Sheamus.
Okay, I remember now. I forgot, yes. That's when I re-picked wrestling back up, was right about that spot. So...
Is this, I mean, they are clearly going back to the well. This is clearly, they're trying to get Cesaro to Daniel Bryan level of popularity. Will it work? Because Sheamus ain't going to let them down. Sheamus is a very consistent guy. So can Cesaro finally pull it off?
With the right booking, I think so.
How do you book him till WrestleMania?
Silence is palpable because none of us can really think that far ahead.
Sure I can. I just said Luke Harper versus Braun Strowman versus Cesaro. that's the end game right there.
Are they the champions?
Who?
Who? Exactly. Who? It would have to be Cesaro.
No. Luke and Braun. They'll have a short run with the belt. They'll take it off New Day in December after New Day eclipses Demolition's record. Then Braun's like, oh, I'm going to challenge you guys. Luke comes down, makes the hot tag. Bam. New tag team champions. We continue the Cesaro push up to WrestleMania, and they get their WrestleMania moment.
So you're going to tell me from now until WrestleMania, we have to deal with Cesaro when both of them should be individual talents?
What, you going to book them over your boy Seth, bro?
Cesaro, absolutely. Sheamus, I don't know what you're going to do with him. I put him in a feud with Rollins, tell you the truth.
Okay, so you're going to put Cesaro in the main event, and you're going to put him over Kevin Owens?
At WrestleMania?
I don't know. I mean, you want to push Cesaro. So how you pushing him? Because I know you want Kevin Owens to be a good champion.
Right.
So what do you want? Pick your poison. Are you pushing Cesaro or are you pushing Owens?
Well, here we go. This is, I think, honestly, the Cesaro is not going to work. It's too reminiscent of Kane and I can't think of his name.
Daniel Bryan. Yes.
I wanted to call him Bill Bryan. Nobody's going to get that except us.
Yep.
So I think it's too close to it, and I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to try it. Again, if New Day is going to eclipse Demolition, then that means Cesaro is not going to win the titles at Hell in a Cell. If that's even when they're going to get the title shot. We don't even know when they're going to get the title shot.
Well, why would they win it instantly? If they're going to follow the Team Hell No gimmick, they need to have some discord amongst each other and blame each other for the loss. It writes itself once again.
True, or it could be they lose, blame each other, fight, and then at Hell in a Cell, they have the final match, where it culminates, and we finally get the decisive win for Cesaro.
We almost had Gordon Ramsay fans involved here. You said culinary.
Culinary, yes. I meant culminating. Yes.
Yeah. So you'd rather have them both as singles than to have them in an interesting tag team and boost the tag team division when neither guy is going to get over as a singles right now in the current climate of Raw.
Well, this isn't the Muppets, but...
You say that. The Muppets have been on Raw.
That's true, they have. In quite hilarious segments, if I remember correctly. I don't.
Beaker and Sheamus. It was hilarious.
Well, here's the thing. I'd like to say, yes, it would be successful for them to separate after a month or so. That's what I'm saying. Separate them after a month, then have them maybe even have the match, the tag team match, at Hell in a Cell. They fail. So in November at Survivor Series, they make their own teams up to go against each other. Then in December, they finally have that last match at whatever December's pay-per-view is for Raw. No clue.
TLC, possibly.
Yeah, because that could be smart.
Or Armageddon, one or the other.
It's going to be one of the two, right. Then finally, to get that decisive win, oh good, that's what I needed to hear. Get that decisive win at that, and then in Royal Rumble time, maybe he gets his match, or I don't know, maybe they go into the Royal Rumble, they win, Cesaro wins there. Cesaro wins there, and then at WrestleMania, he'll go over Kevin Owens.
Christ, your booking sucks.
How's that suck?
Carrie, weigh in on this. Whose booking would you rather see? A successful tag team run or Russell's garbage juice?
I think the tag team run is more or less what Raw needs and both guys need at this point. I mean, you put them together as a tag team. The tag team division needs help as it is. I mean, what do you got? Three tag teams that actually mean anything right now? That's not enough.
Well, the problem I'm also seeing is Raw doesn't know how to book the tag teams, just like they don't know how to book the women.
Okay, well, right now they don't. You say that, but are we sure that they don't know how to book the tag teams? Because if they are just building for the demolition thing, their hands are fairly tied. There's only so many opponents for New Day right now, right? So we're just going to be mired until they beat the record. After that, though, that tag team division could perk up quite a bit, quite frankly.
Do you think waiting for that official reign is holding them back?
Yes.
So you think if they weren't waiting for it, because they, well, clearly now it seems like they are. So I have to agree with you on that one. I agree with you because New Day should have dropped those belts at SummerSlam.
Oh, okay, so here I propose that we get Enzo and Cass fighting Gallows and Anderson in a blood feud because I've been calling for that for about 2 months now.
It'll at least keep both teams relevant.
Right, make that a bitter feud, right? Yep. You have big guy versus big guy versus little guy. Great, works. Put New Day against Cesaro for the next couple months. Eventually, you know, Cesaro kind of has their issues. They got to go to therapy or where the fuck they come up with. And then they beat the Demolition, and then Braun and Luke hook up. Bam. That's how you keep the tag team division going until December.
So, since that seems like a good idea, this is what's really going to happen. Cesaro and Sheamus are going to tag. It's going to suck. Yada, yada, yada. New Day keeps the belts. And then they do nothing
until
WrestleMania, right? Killing the.
They come out in a box of cereal?
No, they don't come out in a box of cereal. They just come out, period, and ruin our lives.
All right. Here's the question right now. I gotta ask you, Perry. I'll ask you first. What is from here till WrestleMania? What's the absolute worst case scenario for the tag team division?
They keep the belts on the New Day. I mean, what better way to bury a division and bore your fans than to, you know, keep feeding them the same old stuffs?
Stuffs. I like stuffs.
Stuffs.
I mean, I could think of two worse things. One, Old Day beats New Day for the belt.
Oh, God.
Right? Or even worse, Seth and Roman become tag team champions again.
Oh, no.
Think about it. It could happen.
It could. I doubt it. I doubt that one's going to happen.
But why wouldn't they consider that for a tag team matchup? I mean, if Roman doesn't keep the belt... I mean, putting the belt on Roman fucked everything up. But, you know, in theory, if Roman didn't have the belt, him and Seth could go for the tag titles for a month.
Yeah, I think the...
Yeah, it's terrible.
I think one of the worst things that can happen right now is... I don't want to say it because you know what? Honestly, let's be fair. New Day has been fantastic, and they deserve praise, and they probably even deserve the longest hold of the title ever. Period. But it's just so far away from now.
Yeah,
and it's just killing that division because that division. They don't know what they're doing with it. You're right. They need a blood feud. Enzo and Cass, I'm afraid, because right now they're way over. It seems like anything they do, it doesn't matter. But they're going to lose their luster. This has Sasha Banks written all over it.
Don't you dare say that. Sasha's going to main event WrestleMania someday. Serious face.
It sounds like somebody said that before. Sounds like a very intelligent human being. Seriously, though. In the last 2 months, and I'll direct this to either of you, so I don't really care who answers, Kerry.
Kerry.
Do you like that? Kerry, or does Sasha... Has Sasha lost her luster? Because I was so into her. Like, oh my god, I can't wait till she wins the belt. She gets the belt, loses it, and now I don't care. I just don't care about her.
I hate to say this, because I've been a big fan of hers, but I'm really, really starting to think about jumping ship. I want to talk about kind of what happened Monday night with, you know, the promo, the Charlotte promo. I mean, it was the first time I ever saw her speak well on the mic. Actually stood in that ring and actually made me believe that she was champ. And that she was legit. And I didn't get that when Sasha came into that segment. I didn't get that at all. So I hate to say it, but I have to say she may be. And I may be on Team Charlotte soon.
I agree with you. I kind of jumped ship to Team Charlotte. She has gotten considerably better.
Jesus, Ross.
She's gotten considerably better in the past few weeks. I didn't even say in the last month.
Come on, make up a new word, Ross.
Nope, I'm good. I'm good.
Damn. I'm on Team Dana.
I think they're actually leading to that.
I think maybe they might utilize the three horsewomen to at some point try to get Dana over, or Emma's just going to come back. And then when Emma returns, I am definitely firmly on Team Emma because she has probably the best female moveset. She has the best names for her moves, and she looks really good. And I like her song. I don't care. I like it.
Wait, which one? The new one?
I like the new and the old one, but I think I like the new one better. It makes me feel like I'm playing like Mega Man or something.
Oh, wow. Kat, you just segued perfectly. Because speaking of Mega Man, I want to talk about my man crush of the week. Can you say it for us?
Dun, dun. All right, who is your man crush of the week?
Why? Available? Thank you, Kent. My man crush of the week is TJ Perkins.
Yeah, sounds like something else.
My goodness, let's just talk about that guy. First of all, love his entrance. Awesome. It sounds like a Mega Man game. It feels like a video game, and I know that's what they're supposed to do, and it really looks good. But that's not the only reason. He's confident on the mic. I really like how he sounded. He talked really well, got people pumped, and he can put on a really good match. I haven't seen a, you know, oh my God, this match is the most amazing match I've ever seen out of him yet, but his two matches I've seen so far have been good and exciting. And honestly, that's just what you got to get. And he's charismatic, very good in the ring. I could see him going very far with the belts. My only concern is how are they treating the cruiserweights? Are they like just the cruiserweights and they can't interact with the rest of them? Or what are they going to do? Because I could see TJ going far.
Yeah, TJ was really good at Suicide and TNA, but he kind of got lost in the shuffle. He's improved dramatically. That's all I'll say. Gary, you want to talk about how your man also has a thing for TJ?
Yes. The second his entrance happened, I have never seen Eric happier.
Wow. Eric and I have something in common. Well, we have a lot in common. I guess I shouldn't say that.
Yes, he basically said, and I quote, "I now have my new favorite wrestler."
I'm not going to go that far. Because my original man crush is still Seth, and he's still there. But I am definitely seeing TJ Perkins as someone I can really get behind. I'll tell you right now, I rewound his entrance because it was just so awesome. Like, when his confidence coming in, the way he came in from the back was just awesome. So there's my man crush of the week.
Well, that's just fantastic. Hopefully later on we'll have two other segments.
Two other segments? Well, that's crazy.
Yes, that would make three, because there is one, two, three of us.
Why, will it also include all of us having our own segments?
Maybe.
Well, we'll see. Stay tuned, yeah. Folks.
You have nothing else better to do, folks.
Seriously.
You really don't.
No.
No. Alright, so can we give SmackDown a little talk on the women? Let's talk about the actual real women's division, you know, the one that got shit on after the draft that's turning out
way better.
Amazing things with Alexa, Carmella. Even everybody's killing it right now, I feel. Wait, what are you thinking here, Russ? Like, I know that you wrote that you really dug Carmella, and I agree.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. When Raw and SmackDown did the women's division, remember how we were like, why is SmackDown even bothering? They don't have anybody. And poor Becky. And now we're all like, wow. Lucky Becky. Poor Raw group. They're just getting destroyed by SmackDown. Going to, like, Carmella. Again, fresh face. Nobody really knew her. So we didn't expect much out of her other than what we've seen in NXT, which was decent, nothing great. And then she just comes out. I don't know what it was. Either Nikki has took a shine to her or something, or maybe they're really close friends. But holy crap, their feud has been great. Carmella pulls off that psychotic girl perfectly. Like,
are all women psycho?
Not to that extent. I'm going to try to keep this one PC since we have one on the podcast. Right, Carrie?
No, she's
not offended by me.
Well, that is true. The other thing is, I know my gender is psycho.
Okay, well,
there you go. So fuck it, Rob.
I guess we have definite proof right there. But to go with it, like, Carmella, she plays it perfectly. Like, the little things she does, like blowing kisses
like
to Nikki.
Like, fabulous?
What?
Like, thought fabulous?
Yes. That's not little. That's psycho. Part of her big gimmick. But, sorry, I lost my train of thought. But like
blowing out kisses, Russ.
Yeah, the blowing little kisses. Just kind of going psychotic whenever she sees Nikki. It's great. And the rake to the eyes, holy crap. She just whooped on Nikki. So, yeah, Carmella's been awesome. Now, I know Alexa's your girl, Kent. So, why don't you give us a little bit on that one?
I'd like to go back to Carmella for just a second.
Okay,
and
sure.
And I just had this idea while blocking you out.
Smart.
I think that to further the feud, Carmella should film, like, a fake, like, 5-minute total Carmella episode with her and Big Cass. It would be hilarious if she just, you know, basically parodied Nikki. And Big Cass is hilarious. This is worth it.
Well, how would they do it, though? Because currently...
They do funny things. They make fun of Nikki and Cena. We laugh.
Fair enough.
Like, that's a... Like, WWE does parodies all the time. 80% of them are poorly done. But they could still do this, and it could still be funny. That's all. As for Alexa, awesome. Love the beatdown. And... I don't really know what Becky was coming out for.
Thank you.
Was she coming out for a match?
Thank you.
Or,
I don't know. Yeah. I was like, what?
Or like a promo? What was she coming out to high five the fans? Like, was her music going to play the whole time when she just went around the ring, high five the fans, and come back?
Yeah.
Like, what was she going to do if Alexa, you know, all of a sudden had to go to the bathroom? Like, what was the game plan here?
Seriously, SmackDown was really done well this week, so I'm not going to complain too much. But that was a huge botch. I was like. So, what was she coming out for? Like, they didn't even explain it. They didn't say anything. Like, she...
No, all of a sudden, her music hits. That was it.
She, like... she slaps the belt. Her smoke goes up, and she's down on the ground, and Alexa comes out. Now, I will say this. I thought Alexa did great. Holding the suspense that Becky was just going out there for no reason, I thought it was a really good beatdown.
Who you think's killing it on SmackDown, Perry? For women.
I think we touched on both of them. Carmella, I love her as a heel. I think she's doing a lot better than she did when she first got there. And Alexa, I just like her so much. There's just nothing about her I don't like. In fact...
Am I smelling a woman crush right now?
I was just going to announce something. I think we should have a women crush. Carrie's women crush of the week. Or woman crush of the week.
Or it could be whoa man crush of the week, if you want to go
that
way.
Terrible, right?
No. Darn it, because I was going to use it when I was going to finally have a woman crush. And you've ruined it for me.
Wait, she could have a woman crush, and I could have a Rusev crush. Each week, I'll basically just talk about how much I love Rusev and Lana.
You know what we need to also do? Why don't we talk to the Crush Soda and have them sponsor us?
Just like they did on The Walking Dead?
Yes.
No, was that Crush or was that Sunkissed?
I think it was Sunkissed.
God damn it. So wait, we can be rivals for The Walking Dead. We're almost as popular.
Absolutely.
In our delusional little bubble.
We're as popular... The three of us are as popular in our little bubble as The Walking Dead.
We're as popular as Negan's going to be after he bashes somebody's skull in.
who's...
Nope, nobody's up for ultra violence here.
No, okay. I'm just... I don't know where they're going with that, and I don't want to spoil anything, so...
It's going to be Rick.
We all wish it was Rick.
Coral.
Coral! Okay, right, this isn't a Walking
Dead. I do believe it's time for you to introduce
Okay, him. I was... Dude, okay, thank you. I was just about to. So, it's now time for our next segment. And this one belongs to the lovely lady, Carrie. Carrie, why don't you tell us about some news that's not WWE related?
Well, with that introduction, I feel like I should have found something that wasn't WWE related. But unfortunately, this week's story is WWE related.
Oh, well, my apologies. Let me try that again. Carrie, why don't you tell us some news in the world of WWE wrestling?
Okay, so listeners, again this week, I have searched through the dirty sheets as well as searched high and low on the internet to find you this week's biggest WWE wrestling story. And boy, have I found you a good story this week.
I'm waiting.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
So the question is, kids, is Dolph Ziggler done with the WWE? According to Ringside News, there's a rumor going around that Ziggler's contract, which expires next month, will not be renewed. Ziggler has also said in the past that once his contract is done, he's going to pursue other projects. So it looks like that match at No Mercy may in fact be a retirement match, and not just kayfabe.
See, that's interesting.
Well, she...
I see, I wasn't sure when his contract was up. I guess that kind of answers that question.
Yeah, that kind of goes right into what was discussed on the blog, only much, much deeper, like Lexington Steel Deep.
Yes, and probably a little bit better research than when we were just asking that question on the blog.
Don't question my lack of research, Russ, at 2 a.m. when I am writing that garbage up.
Garbage? What are you talking about? The podcast is fantastic, but the blog, that's... the sprinkles on top of the ice cream of the podcast.
What kind of sprinkles?
Rainbow.
Awesome.
You don't just go one color. It's rainbow.
Is there any other kinds?
Like chocolate, right?
Pink.
No, no. Bad on all of you. It's rainbow or nothing. Come on now.
I agree with you. It's totally rainbow or nothing. But going back to wrestling, because that's what we like to do. Let's talk about...
Chris Russ, we're having an intellectual conversation about sprinkles, and you want to bring it back to wrestling.
Well, hold on. Great. Let's bring the sprinkles to wrestling. Dolph Ziggler is like the sprinkles on top of a wrestling sundae.
Are you leaving into something where you're going to go on and on about The Miz for 3 minutes?
No.
If so, I'm intrigued.
No, I wasn't actually going to go with The Miz at all. I was just going to talk about Dolph, but I could bring The Miz on this one because he's in the feud. If Dolph does... retire, do you think it would be forever? Or we think this is it? Or we're going to have like 2 weeks and be, you know, done?
Well, it's supposed to be a done situation.
So forever.
I can see it being forever because Dolph's been at it for about a decade now in WWE in various roles. Your body does not hold up well. He's made enough money, he's probably smart with his money. He is nailing Amy Schumer for a while, so he may have some Schumer cash. Who knows? I don't know where I'm going with this.
What does that have to do with anything?
My point is that Dolph wants to retire and try to woo Amy Schumer back. That's my point.
I think his current girlfriend may have a problem with that.
Who is his current girlfriend?
None
when did this
than...
become gossip? Sorry.
None other than Miss Dana Brooke.
Really?
I think that's what I've seen.
Well, see, that's interesting.
I knew that Emma was with Zack Ryder, which is a solid couple, by the way.
Right, because Zack's going to be riding that sweet Emma money because I don't see Zack making too many.
Oh, going back with a money joke. Good. Good one.
Wow, I never thought of this. I just thought this was I was gonna have to get my riot gear ready, you know, my tissues and chocolates, because I'm going to be crying a lot. No Mercy. But now I'm thinking he might keep that title. Isn't...
Yeah, after reading the blog, I was wondering, what kind of chocolates are you going to have?
Well, only the finest chocolates. Dove Silky Smooth Milk Chocolate.
That's a chocolate right there, folks.
It's fantastic chocolate.
Harry, what's your chocolate of choice?
I like Lindt chocolate truffles, but that's just me. I like the expensive stuff.
Kent, what's your chocolate of choice?
Whatever's in front of me.
That's kind of where I thought that was going.
Yep. Anything else would be uncivilized, folks.
So we're
saying that Dolph is probably losing.
It's always a rumor. It's just a rumor, but if that's the case, yeah, I think you're right.
Well, if Kerry's been going through mounds and mounds of dirty sheets to find out this information, I'm going to have to assume it's pretty legit.
Well, I'm going to have to, too. You're right. Kerry seems like the investigator out of the three of us, so...
Investigative reporter.
That's the word. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The investigative reporter out of the three of us.
That's a title I can live with.
Let's talk about the feud, actually. Because I remember a couple weeks ago, we were saying that the feud between Miz and Dolph was just thrown together and stupid. And I honestly think it's become one of the hottest things in the last in wrestling so far this year. Thoughts on that?
I agree. I mean, really, it's both guys are doing an amazing job working off of each other. Miz is saying that, you know, Dolph doesn't deserve his title shots, and then you got Ziggler saying, hey, I'm frustrated. I want a shot at you one more time. Let's do this. It's great watching them work. Past few weeks, it's been pretty good. Didn't start out that way, but it is now.
Yeah, ever since Miz went off on Talking Smack, everything he's done has been amazing. And even including Dolph. Dolph, even before it, was being amazing too. But then he got dragged into the feud with Miz. And it's just been really good.
I just blew my own mind.
How do you do that?
All right, so here's how it plays out. Dolph loses. Shortly thereafter, he works on commentary, replaces Otunga, and then... Jake the Snake Roberts comes back, uses the snake on Dean Ambrose, and then there's another match, something at WrestleMania. Dolph carries Dana out of the crowd, and then at SummerSlam they have a wedding. It's like revisiting the Macho Man, only so much worse.
I have to say, where are you going with this?
I went a little old school. There are some people that will listen that actually totally understood exactly where I was going.
They probably did. They're like, oh my god, yes! Yes!
Yeah, that was like 1991.
Wow.
So, woo.
That's pretty good. Hey, Ken.
Yeah?
You know, I think it's time now for you to Kenchicate us.
Well, this week, I got thinking... about the Olympics, because they happened a few months ago.
But good time to start thinking about them.
Yeah. And then I got thinking, how many people have competed in the WWE or WWF that have been former Olympians? We all know a couple of them. We know Kurt.
Yep.
We know Gable. We know Mark Henry. But did you know that Bad News Brown, he won a bronze medal in heavyweight judo at the 1976 Olympic Games in Montreal. Ken Patera, who was the second ever Intercontinental Champion, he was in the 1972 Munich Games as a weightlifter, but he did not win a medal. Danny Hodge, we've all heard that name before from JBL's mouth, he placed fifth in 1952, won the silver medal in 1956 in Australia. And finally, Mad Dog Vachon. He competed in the 1948 Olympic Games in London and finished 5th at the age of 18. So, total 7. And now you guys are Kentucated.
I feel smarter for having heard all of that.
Yeah, I just looked that up like 10 minutes ago. I did not prepare at all for that.
See, you made me think you were kind of smart, and then you did that.
Nah, just reading off the website.
Oh, wah.
Well, I can't always bring a gem like New Jack is the only wrestler to have his own music playing. I mean, that's the sort of investigative reporting that
we leave to Carrie. You know,
just doesn't come easy.
Well, we leave that to Carrie, okay? Carrie is right. The investigative reporter. You and I are the fly by the seat of our pants guys. Sounds good? Good. We'll do it.
I've never understood that expression.
Fly by the seat of your pants?
Like, why are you flying by the seat of your pants?
I don't know.
I mean, what makes less sense, that or Becky Lynch's intro? Huh?
You mean her intro to doing nothing?
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with Becky Lynch not going into doing nothing.
Right. I'm going to say why not both, but that's just me.
That is definitely Carrie.
Can we talk about the tag team division in SmackDown?
We could. Do we want to?
Yeah, because I just want to say that the Usos' new music sucks.
Oh, really? I thought it was good. I thought it was it fit their new style.
It does, but it needed something more. Perhaps a little bit more bass. Maybe a rapper.
I thought bass could have touched more bass. I thought I agree with you on that one, maybe. But I thought it was good for them.
They had to have a switch. I really believe that once you turn face or heel, a lot of times you really should get new music, unless you have something classic.
Unless it's classic.
I don't know. I it was okay. I just they could have done better by them. I felt.
Yeah.
Very.
I thought it was all right. I do have one observation that I wanted to get you guys, both of your thoughts on. Is it me or is one of the Uso brothers slowly morphing into X-Pac?
I just saw he was putting on weight.
I didn't really pay attention to the match except for the last 5 seconds. So I'll look next week and see. Because I'm assuming they'll be on again next week.
In what manner are you referring to morphing into Xbox? Like a physical or in-ring? How so?
Physically, you look at him, he's got the wet hair, he's got the bandana. You know? You look at him quick, you might...
He is Samoan. So the wet hair thing is...
The wet hair thing happens when you're Samoan. Yeah. That and being chunky. Can't avoid those things.
Right.
But now that I see where you're coming from, yes. We're going to say that Jey Uso is turning into X-Pac.
Ah, Jey. See, now we got a name with it instead of Jimmy or Jey. We weren't sure. Now I know it's Jey.
I couldn't figure out which one is which.
Neither.
I can't tell in the ring. Someone has to tell me. Are they twins or...
Oh, actually, wait. I know this. They are fraternal.
They are. Okay, twins. So there is differences between them.
See? Consider yourself Kentucated again.
Boom. Two... segments of Kentucation.
I feel so much smarter.
I think they may have talked about it during Ride Along.
Oh. It's a possibility.
Yeah. Did anybody watch The Table for Three this week?
No, but that looks like an interesting show.
Like, just because it had Mark Henry, Big Show, and Kane, I was like, I don't ever watch this show, but it made me want to.
Yeah, Actually, I saw on Raw, I saw the commercial for it, and I was like, this looks interesting. They're Attitude Era guys who were there almost the entire time for Attitude Era, and it would just be interesting to hear them, their take and stuff, on everything that's been going on since then.
Yeah, because, I mean, we figured all three of those guys are kind of like a year or so left.
Probably. Except for maybe Kane. Because first of all, he is the Undertaker's brother, And if The Undertaker can still go, then Kane can still go.
Yeah, but Kane's been doing this longer than Big Show or Mark Henry.
Has he been longer than Big Show?
Dr. Isaac Yankum was before Mark Henry.
I knew he was longer than Mark Henry.
Huh?
I knew he was longer than Mark Henry. I wasn't sure about Big Show.
Oh, Big Show. Oh, man. You know what? Big Show was around 95, and that was right around Isaac Yankum as well. I don't know. Now I am a little stumped.
Okay, Kentucky for next week, then.
Yep, not going to remember.
Nope. That's how we roll in this podcast. We don't bother to check ourselves next week.
We don't check ourselves for wreck ourselves.
That's a great show. When is that coming back? That's got to be soon, right?
What show are you referring to, Russ?
Rick and Morty.
Why, I just watched the final three episodes last night. And at the end, they do say that it's going to be about a year and a half. So it's going to be sometime like spring or summer of next year.
Oh, man, that's too long away. You're right. Probably I remember spring. It being a long time.
For only 10 episodes, it's kind of... it frustrates me to wait that long for just 10 episodes.
Seriously. It's kind of like Venture Brothers.
Right. Which I haven't really watched since season 3.
Me either, because it just takes too long to get out and I forget about it.
Yeah. Harry, do you watch anything on Adult Swim?
Nope.
Oh, so this conversation totally lost her. Watch Rick and Morty. If Eric has to watch Rick and Morty. If Eric doesn't watch Rick and Morty, you better make him, and you better watch it with him, because you're both missing out on something amazing.
Well, I thought that was leading up to a threat.
No.
Threaten them, Russ. Be a man.
If you don't do it, I will send Kent down to live with you.
That's fine.
Is it really? Because I'm pretty sure you're already turning on Rick and Morty right now.
Me and Kara get along fine. Eric would hate the hell out of it.
Before we go too far out of wrestling, because we really need to pull it back here, we're getting almost at that hour mark. Let's do some rapid fire, because we didn't even talk about Clash.
Okay.
So, you guys ready for some rapid fire?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's just go through the couple of the main matches, what we thought, real quick, liked it, disliked it, whatever.
All right, Nia Jax versus Alicia Fox, go.
Terrible.
Ugh.
That's how you do a rapid fire.
That was rapid fire. All right, ready? Cesaro versus Sheamus.
Match of the night.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Weird ending, though. Like, really well acted to the point where I'm still not sure... Cesaro did botch that dive, right?
Yes, but if you look carefully, there's a slow motion. He's just about to hit his head, and Sheamus literally gets his hand on his shoulder, and I think he lifts him up just enough to make the fall not so impactful on the head.
Sheamus tried his best to save that. Yep. I've watched that dive about 20 times now, and I think his foot gets caught, but still, it never made sense to me why he had his head angled so low. It was just a weird angle that he was coming in from to begin with. Yeah. Like, he ran out of real estate or something.
Yeah, it was definitely odd and very scary, because I thought that was it. They're going to call the match right there.
Yeah.
So.
All right, that wasn't so rapid, but I had to really talk about it, because that was also the move of the match.
Yeah, it was
really.
It was definitely worth it. Charlotte, Sasha, and what's her name? Bailey.
It was okay.
It was fine for what it was, but I just had it with them. So, didn't care. Although, the second best move of the night was
the moonsault.
Charlotte landed that moonsault perfectly.
I was going to bring that up in mine. Best. That was going to be my entrance. Thanks, Kent.
Yeah,
that was my rapid shot.
Thug life, yeah.
So I'll agree. Good. I thought it was good. Better than average. That's about as far as I'll take it.
Would you ever watch it again, though?
No. But it was good enough for I enjoyed it. Rusev versus Roman. Wow. That okay. Right there. There's our rapid shots. We're done. That was terrible.
Yeah. Like all I could All I can think of right in my head is like anger and shame of being a wrestling fan, because how do you end Rusev's two title reigns by giving it to Cena and Roman? Like, at least use these long title reigns to get somebody over. Like, I thought Sami Zayn was a perfect candidate to beat Rusev, and now we get Roman.
Yeah, that was a weird choice, definitely.
And Roman gets fucking rewarded for being the bully in the freaking riot feud.
Well, you can't go by that, because a lot of times the bullies get rewarded for long periods of time, and then eventually the face will win out. So,
don't like it.
Kerry, what were your thoughts on it?
I was kind of meh about it.
Fair enough. All right. Let's go to New Day versus Gallows and Anderson.
It was okay.
It was exactly what I expected it to be.
Little disappointed. I really wanted GNA to win, but it was pretty much right there where I expected it.
For a short match, they had a ton of pictures on WWE.com. It was very non-proportional. Like, usually you can tell how long the match is by the number of pictures that they have. Very disproportionate this week. Yep. These are things that I have to fucking find out on my own.
Oh, main event. KO versus Seth Rollins.
Great match. I enjoyed it.
I'm a little miffed that we didn't talk about Jericho.
I was going to say that to last.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. There was nothing bad about it, but simultaneously, as we talked about in the blog, there was no steam heading into this pay-per-view period. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one match that we actually cared about. Everything else was just there to get by to the next pay-per-view.
Didn't it feel like to you just another episode of Raw?
Right. So how could they fix that stipulation? Move Seth to the back of the line if he doesn't win the belt. Something. Do something to make me care about this match. Instead, I just got, all right, KO's doing his thing because he's not going to lose the belt in a month. And there we have it. I was like, all right, it was a really well done match, but a year from now, I'm not going to remember it.
You're right. It was really good matches, because all the matches were, I thought, at least the worst one was probably average. Most of them were above average, and some of them almost made greatness if it wasn't for the endings.
So, I mean, we all agree Jericho did great. I'm just going to speak for all of us because that's how I'm rolling. My question is Monday going to be good or shit? Because that whole Ashton Kutcher, Danny Masterson thing, like, I have nothing against either guy. I find them both funny. But we know how celebrity things tend to go. So what are you guys expecting?
I'm expecting it to be actually good. Anything Jericho's touched has been gold. Again, like I said, I like Danny Masterson and Ashton Kutcher. So I think they can bring it as long as it's done well. But with Jericho in it, you're looking at automatic entertaining.
Jared?
I think Jericho's basically going to save that segment. I mean, yeah, Ashton and Danny are funny. If you guys haven't watched that show on Netflix, their show on Netflix, I think it's
what is
like
the name of the show?
Want to say the Ranch or something like that. I don't remember exactly, but it's
I'll watch that if you watch Rick and Morty.
Deal.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll watch it because I like those guys anyway, so it can't be a loss.
It's a great show, and Sam Elliott's in it. So, and he adds another like comedic factor to it.
Sam Elliott's awesome.
Oh, I know what show you're talking about now. You're right. It is a good show. Is that but there's
it
only
is
one
called
season.
The Ranch.
Yes. He comes back from having a like big Ashton Kutcher comes back, right, from a big football injury or something.
Yeah, he's like an arena football player or something, and comes back to town and tries to help his dad save the rant. Never mind, I just spoiled the whole season for you. But it's so good, right. Watch it.
Okay, alright. Is there only one season?
One season, yes. So far.
Okay.
Elijah Cuthbert is also in it for 7 episodes.
Interesting. Alright, I'll give it a shot. What the heck? I think I've seen the first episode.
I'm looking it up on IMDb, so.
Okay. Well, that's how we get Kentucated, by you looking things up online.
I'll Kentucate you one further, motherfucker. Did you know that Danny Masterson is the brother of the female who plays Tara on Walking Dead?
No, I did not.
And they are brother and sister to the oldest son on Malcolm in the Middle.
I didn't know that either.
They're all Mastersons. They're one big loving family.
That's masterful.
Thank you. It's Chris Masters.
That's a wrestler, right? We brought this back to wrestling.
The masterpiece, yeah.
Yes, okay. As I say, we brought this back to wrestling, didn't we? Good for you.
Yeah. Very good. I tied in 3 TV shows and brought it back to wrestling.
Nice. I do want to talk about Jericho. We didn't talk about anything about Jericho this week, and that feels like a real crying shame. So let's really quickly talk about Jericho and wrap it up.
Yep.
All right. So Jericho had the line of the night, which I thought was the best thing ever, when Cass compared him to Santa Claus, and Jericho goes, "I'll come down there and sit on your lap." At first, I didn't think they were going to talk about anything about it. Maybe that's not. Maybe he botched the line, and they were just going to be like, "Nope, it didn't happen." But when they kept on harping on it, and him going, "I didn't say anything. No, I didn't." That was just so good. I was laughing so hard at that. What did you guys think?
Carrie?
Well, thought the highlight reel was great. I like watching him and KO work. It's just entertaining for me. I just sit back, laugh, smile, and just enjoy.
I don't necessarily know if KO is getting enough props, because he's doing some funny shit behind Jericho's back. Like, when Jericho handed him the scarf, he just threw it in the air. It's like they're working so good as a dynamic duo right now. They really are.
Are they treating it like I didn't see that, and now I'm going to keep an eye on it, because now I want to see if that happens more. Are they treating it like KO doesn't really think that they're friends and he's just being a jerk? Or
I think KO's definitely utilizing the friendship to his benefit.
Okay, cause
which hopefully plays out, you know, down the road. Hopefully.
I actually like them as actually best friends and pretending they're best friends, because it's just hilarious the way they are. So I'm kind of hoping that it's not a KO screw job.
I don't necessarily know if it's going to break out into a feud, although it might, because they're going to run out of people for KO to fight really quickly.
In about a week?
Yeah. But I'd rather keep them as the best friends angle. It's funnier. It's more entertaining. It's about the only thing that's good on Raw.
Pretty close. Pretty close. I mean, we probably have a Hell in a Cell match for, oh God, Rollins and KO, isn't it? Which will probably be a
Rollins
great match.
Rollins and KO, I mean, what's the... I mean, if we're doing Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, there should probably be 2 matches there in Hell in a Cell. What would be the second match that you would use?
Well, if anything goes my way, I would say Cesaro versus Sheamus as the second one.
Kerry?
Yeah, Rusev and Roman.
Kent? Oh, that's a good question, Kent. Thank you. You know, why not do, like, the women? We've never had a women's Hell in a Cell. We could give them that, because they're never going to get that WrestleMania main event. They could have their first ever Hell in a Cell, though. That's something. That's progress. I don't know who you put into it. Maybe you make it... Do you do a singles match? I don't want to do a triple threat. You could do a four person. Paige is healthy. Supposedly Emma's healthy. We have lots of interesting dynamics. We could make this into a huge clusterfuck inside of the Hell in a Cell. I say let's do it.
So maybe a battle royal or something like that?
How could you do a battle royal with Hell in a Cell, though?
Do a six-person last man standing. That match won't ever end.
Oh, my God. Why don't we just have a 60-minute Iron Man Hell in a Cell match for the women?
First person that escapes the cage wins.
You can't escape the cell. That's the whole point of it.
Nobody has ever... Has there ever been a Hell in a Cell match where they've actually fully stayed
in it? Yeah, probably the first two.
Okay, so you're wrong already.
Okay.
First one was Taker versus Shawn Michaels and Kane interfered.
Okay, which you're not supposed to be able to interfere in a Hell in a Cell match.
Right, so they broke their rule on the
very first one.
Awesome. And yet that was such a great night. It was Kane's debut.
True.
Plus, it was also Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker's first big feud. And then they left that shit alone for decades. And then they came back and had one of the greatest feuds of all time.
It's true. It was a good match. Good feud. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, guys, but it's time to start wrapping things up.
Yep. Got 5 minutes till American Horror Story.
All right. See, that's where we definitely got to cut it off. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as we enjoyed giving it to you. Again, we are...
Russ, I don't ever want to hear you say as much as we like giving it to you.
You never want to hear me say that again?
Not to the viewers.
Oh, just for you, personally.
Me, yes.
Okay, sorry.
And by viewers, I mean listeners.
Ah, you did it.
I did it again.
All right, folks. This has been Are You Not Kentertained? And we hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and we hope you were Kentertained. We'll see you guys later.
I'm sweaty.